far as you guys know. We actually have already started, and we're going to keep on going here. Bill and I have been friends since, I think when Hamilton was still alive, before they could write the frickin' play. But we've been friends a long time. It's been a long time. We've done things like bowl together and in the leagues and softball. Two or three different softball teams, and
we coached.
We've coached softball. We coached a women's softball team. Whoa, that's right. Oh man, that was in Atlantic City, folks. If any of you are familiar with the Atlantic City women's rec softball league, it is entertaining.
Very much. So.
Very much so. Entertaining, And there's always, you know what? It's funny, folks, because even in recreation softball, there's politics. And Bill and I coached a team that was, I think, undefeated, like 8-0 or 9-0. We were crushing everybody. And we were coaching it. And the girls were great. But a couple of the girls decided they weren't playing enough. And they decided that they were they didn't like it. They went to the sponsor, and the sponsor started telling us who to play and when to play them and things like that. And, like, the very first game it happened, we started losing. And people started arguing with each other. And at one point, Bill can tell you, at some point when it gets too aggravating, when life gets too aggravating, yeah, I get all hyped up and all fine. But I do make a conscious decision to say, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, you're bailing out on me.
What
kind of friend is that?
I know. Well, Bill, I thought, was going to come with me, but I give Bill credit because he said he stuck with it the rest of the season. But I can always come back and say, bummer, Bill, they didn't win without me. Nice try, buddy, half didn't. Yeah. Hey, Carson Craddock. Hey, Carson,
Tom.
How you doing?
Tom joined us.
Tom Verba. Tom is a listener and watcher of Quinn Broadcasting. And a good friend of, like, Jim Quinn and Zach Reed and all the folks at Quinn. So thanks, Tom, for joining us. I hope you end up liking this, and we're going to try and have a good time. I'm with Billy Smith. Justin Fields joined. How you doing, Justin? Nice to see you. Mikey. Oh, Mike and Carson are going to have a conversation.
They know each other.
They're going to, hey, Carson. Hey, Mike. Hey, Carson. Hey, Mike. Yeah, forget us. We don't matter. Yeah. We're just the two goofballs.
That's my boy.
That's my boy. So, it's Mikey. Hey, Mikey. I'm hoping Stevie. Is Stevie going to join you, Hank, at some point?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him, but.
But that would be fun.
Oh, there's Nicole. There's my daughter.
Nicole,
there you go.
Nicole Goleoli, she's in the house.
There's Hurricane.
Literally,
Hurricane Nicole.
Hurricane Nicole. You got that right. Oh, man. So we're going to talk about some old times and some things we've done and maybe some new things, flyers, football, things like that. But if you guys have questions for us, either about what we're talking about or anything you can think of at all. This is The Public John on wildfireradio.com, obviously on Facebook Live if you're watching. And later on, we'll be on a YouTube channel, which has already been set up, and there's a couple episodes on it already. And this will always be on facebook.com/ The Public John, all one word there. I'm having a lot of fun doing this. This is like episode number 5, Bill. 5 or 4? I'm losing track. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Sounds like a drink. How many
I was just
going to
say, wait a minute.
Holy
moly, Bill. Yeah, here's the problem, though. Years ago, I would lose track when it got into double or triple figures. I can't even get to the finish of one hand, and I'm losing track. So, yeah, some things have happened in life. So a lot of people are loving and liking us, Bill, so that's awesome. Thank you, folks.
Thanks for the love. Showing us some love.
Show some love. Just don't talk too much, love, because, you know, I know we on Facebook Live, but I don't want to get kicked off of Facebook.
Yeah, we don't want to get...
Yeah, that's the worst thing could happen to a guy putting a show on Facebook Live for a few weeks, and then, oh, you're out for a month. Oh, why? So, a couple friends of mine that happened to, and one of them was because somebody reported him, and he didn't even do anything wrong. They just didn't like what he posted. And it wasn't even a post. He put it in a messenger, and they reported it. You know, people sometimes are a little too sensitive about certain things.
Very sensitive.
You know.
Very sensitive.
But, you know, we have a lot of fun. So on this, it's a lot of fun, and we're going to do it. So, yeah, tell your friends. Donna Herbert Hurley.
Oh,
do you know her? I don't know who she is, but thank you, Donna, for joining us. And if you do know one of us, Harley?
Yes, I know Donna, yes.
Oh, there we go. Bill knows Donna.
Yes.
Awesome.
I coached her son in street hockey.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
That, see, here's what I have to give my friend Billy credit for. He is a family man, and he takes so much time to do rec, not just for his kids, but for the neighborhood kids as well. He's coached street hockey. He's coached soccer. He's coached baseball, like little everything from T-ball up. Girl softball because of his daughter. He's got a son. His daughter's Nicole, son Tyler, and they're very good athletes. Nicole, I'll be honest with you, the only thing that disappoints me about Nicole is she was a hell of a pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, but she got into her teenage years and said, nah, I'm done. She did a John Harris, actually.
Yeah,
it's too frustrating. It's too, I'm done with this.
And then
so
some,
I don't blame her.
She got into some health issues.
Oh,
so,
that's true.
Yeah,
she does have some health issues.
She thought about going back with at high school, but
she does have some health issues, and she fights through them, and she does great. And I give her credit, but man, a lefty with a softball fastball. And
yeah,
that 12, thing wrote,
12 years old.
12 years old.
Hour,
and she was throwing 50, 55 miles an hour.
Good.
Man, I didn't want to get hit with it, I tell you that.
Oh, thanks, Mike. I appreciate that.
Mikey, what's he go? Oh, great, man. Hey, thanks, Mike. Hey, Al Carroll, you might have seen him. That's Foul Mouth Al. He was at a show or two.
I believe so. He's a funny guy.
If you ever get a chance to see Al Carroll, and he'll also go by a nickname of Foul Mouth Al, sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes. And sometimes he's in the South Jersey area, and he'll do shows. My partner Andy Julia and I put on shows. Business partner, I may want to say, because Andy's got a girlfriend, and I
yeah, you got to be specific.
And I lean way that way myself. Okay, so let's get that out there. Andy Julia and I formed Jersey Comedy, and Al Carroll has played for us and hosted for us a couple times, and will again soon. He gets a great reaction from people. So thanks, Al, for joining in. Appreciate it. Mikey's got a great man. Janine, Coach Bill. It really is. I mean, if you called Bill's number, I think the answering machine even still says,
voicemail still says,
hi, you've reached Coach Bill. Because everybody here in Mullica Township with their kids all know who Coach Bill is. And that's great, Bill, that you do that.
Yeah.
Because kids need things like that today. You know, when I was a kid, we were in a pretty rural area too, and we didn't have an organization, but we went out and did it ourselves. But then every once in a while, somebody like you, even though we weren't in an organization, would step up and say, okay, guys, let's take a look at this and see, and would make us more of a team and taught us some fundamentals, and we would go play other towns like near our area that were in the same boat. So a grown-up taking that time makes a big difference in a kid's life, and it's a lot of fun too.
Yeah, it's very self-rewarding. It's like a part-time job. I mean,
oh yeah, it's work.
At times, I was on the soccer field 6-7 days a week because I coached both the boys and the girls teams.
Yeah,
and like I said, at least probably about 25 to 30 hours a week.
Oh,
but it was gratifying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Watching the kids grow and watching them get better.
It is. It's a lot of fun when you watch them, and they grow. Like, and
hey,
they
there's Steve.
Physically. Hey, there's Stevie. Hey, Steve. Marlena Ray. I said I'd sit closer to the TV, and it would be real big. I have our computer on TV, so I can read it. And I.
Oh, that's my niece. That's Marlena. That's Janine's.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. half the family's here. Hi, Uncle Bill. There you go. And my friend Rodriguez. Angeles. Yeah, she's in Florida now. I used to work with her at Taj Mahal.
Oh, I wish I was in Florida right now.
Florida right now.
And Mike's in Florida.
In Florida now?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So we've got people from all over the country joining us, all over the East Coast. Thank you, guys. You're listening to The Public John. You're watching The Public John on Facebook Live and on wildfireradio.com. And you may be, by the time you hear this, if you missed the first go-round, it's on iTunes as well. And that'll probably be tomorrow. And it will also, the video end of this will also be on YouTube. So you're going to be on YouTube.
I can go to work tonight and go watch
it. I don't think it'll be tonight. It'll probably be tomorrow or the next day. All depends on when my lazy butt decides to download it and put it on. Yeah, and that's not happening tonight. So. Okay, so Mikey's just outside of Tampa. Okay. Oh, My brother's down in North Fort Myers. They live down there.
Oh, there's
there.
My niece, Tammy. Lynn, hello.
Oh, Tammy's there?
Tammy, yeah.
Oh, Tammy Lynn.
Tammy in the house.
Tammy Lynn. Tammy Servo in the house. So we want to thank all you guys for joining us and tuning in. And we are on wildfireradio.com, and we are on Facebook Live. Bill, let's chat about a couple things, and and some more people that join us. We want to acknowledge you guys. Don't feel afraid to ask us questions. Say hello.
Yeah, hello to my cousin Brenda. Go Flyers! Absolutely.
Go Flyers! You're right there. I won't go into the Eagles because I'm Bill's not too sad about it.
No, no, I think we should get over.
Yeah, you do. Well, it says 7 minutes and 40 seconds, so maybe it's picking up where it left off before. I don't know. It's kind of weird. I thought we were on for more than 7 minutes, though. But we'll go from there.
And Sue's a big Eagle fan, too. So, Sue, how you feeling today?
You know what, Sue? I'm still okay because I remember February, and that was pretty awesome.
And I call them the Beagles anyway.
That's all right. You've always called them, yeah. Well, you never.
But you know what? The chances of a Super Bowl team coming back and making the playoffs is, I'm not sure the percentage, but it's really,
it hasn't happened.
About 30%, 40%.
They say it hasn't happened the last 20 years very often at all. I think Green Bay did it once. Denver, in the last 30 years, Denver may have done it once, just repeat it. And I will admit, as much as I despise them, oh my God, I hate them. Almost as much as I hate
the
Dallas.
They're Patriots.
I hate them. Okay, you know what it is with the Patriots? They're not from this world. I don't like aliens, and I mean aliens from outer space, and I don't mean aliens across the Mexican wall or nothing like that. I just mean I don't like outer space aliens. Don't like them, and that's what these clowns are. I mean, Belichick. If he smiles, he'll die. Really, he'll done over. Brady, I mean, you know, crying out loud, he probably should be almost in a senior citizen home, and the freaking guy's still. I mean, come on.
But I kind of don't blame you, but you have to give him credit.
But you definitely have the credit. You
definitely can't bet against them.
No, you can.
You'll lose the house
you lose the house.
That's
for sure.
That's it.
But you're right. But you can't bet against them. And you know what? I can sit here and do the fan whining and all that, but it's really. This is great. You got to love this, folks. Modern technology at its best. It's great. I'm going to do this and then that. And there we go. I can hang up on people with the best of them.
But speaking of football, though, John, did you hear today that Le'Veon Bell didn't report to the Steelers?
I mean, what's the deal with that guy? Really? All right, that guy... What $14.7 million
he just
let go out play for, and he's like, I don't need that. I need $14, Bill. Okay, just move the decimal point about a million places. I wouldn't skip for $14 freaking dollars. This guy skipped out on $14.7 million. Even if you take the taxes out and it's 40%, he gave away $8 million clear.
Must be nice.
I'm telling you. Well, maybe he invested them first couple of years. I don't know. But it's a gamble because now he's going to either be a free agent or Pittsburgh can match the offer the way it works. But how many times in the NFL have we seen? Hi, Robin. How are you? Robin is.
Hey, Robin.
Robin is dating Andy.
Julie. Okay.
And Andy definitely, by meeting and dating Robin, really. Should turn religious because he should thank God every freaking day, all right? Because she's way out of his league. I mean,
our first question here.
Oh, we got a question. Do you guys feel it has a lot to do with coach and clock
management? Clock management
with who? Eagles?
With the Eagles.
I don't know about. I'll tell you, Shirley. It's a good question. Something I've thought about, and somebody I think mentioned. And it was fans in a regular discussion. You never know how much you miss assistants sometimes until they're gone. And though Frank Reich didn't call the plays on offense, I'm thinking he was a major influence maybe in the game plan because they move the ball up and down the field pretty much, but they can't get it in the end zone. When they get down inside the 20, they have problems. And, of course, everybody knows they're going to go to Zach Ertz or Alshon Jeffries, and their running game right now, their running backs are hurt.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
You know, I mean, you lose Darren Sproles to injury. You you didn't re-sign, and maybe he didn't want to re-sign Blunt. And then Ajayi gets hurt, and so you don't have that hard battering running back. So I think it could be the coach a little bit. I think it's more of maybe the offensive coaches aren't the same. And yeah, clock management, it's almost like he went to the Andy Reid school of clock management, which is not good. The Andy Reid school of clock management is not good. And they still struggle with that in Kansas City. Hey, JJ, JJ is awesome. He coaches his son in JJ, correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's Washington Township, right? Or Clayton. I think Clayton. I saw his son wearing a Clayton football uniform, I think. I don't think it's high school. I think it's the same thing, like the rec football leagues and stuff. I coached in them years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Ertz, baby. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you, Sue. Ertz he's a beast as a tight end.
What do you have, 14 catches?
Yeah, I think he had 14 for 140-some-odd yards or something, more.
Now, the thing is, with the other team.
You know
after
it's him.
Yeah, after five or six catches, you think they would start double-teaming.
Let's
just keep him having
him. Let him go in, yeah. But I guess they don't. You're right. Thanks, Shirley. I do agree with most of what you said. I think the Andy Reid school clock management a little bit. I'll tell you, Carson Wentz, though he's got great numbers right now, I don't think his yardage is quite the same maybe. I think his decision-making a little bit in those situations is off because of missing those last few games and missing the first few this year and the injury itself. I think there's some hesitation sometimes with decisions.
Hold on to the ball too long.
Yeah. The one interception the other night, he held onto the ball way too long. He had I think it was Jeffries wide open across the middle, and he held it too long, and it was actually behind him and picked off. Hey, there's Ellen Rodriguez. I worked with her down in Taj too. Okay. How you doing, E?
Hello.
Nice to see you, girl.
Getting back to Le'Veon Bell, though, I think that could have been a good fit for the Eagles. I think the Eagles should have.
And there
really,
are some people
really
who think they should look at signing him next year.
I think that would be.
And I think it would be
a great fit. Yeah.
He's the kind of back that fits that scheme because he can catch the ball, and that's why he wants so much money, because he says, hey, nobody as a running back catches the ball
like
me. And I tend to agree with that. Talent-wise, I agree with him. It's just that, it's going to set – I think that's why the Steelers didn't want to do it, is I think it's going to set, a whole new price market. They're worried about the market part of it. So I wanted to go back up here. Somebody else had a question or a comment. Shirley, you're right. I do feel it has to do with a little bit of both, the coach a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to remember, like every championship team, everything has to go right. And
absolutely,
it did.
Yeah.
And it did. I mean, they fought through some things, too. They had some injuries last year, and they fought through them. But Darren Sproles, basically, he's going to be out almost two seasons. It wouldn't surprise me if he retires, too.
He was the cleats up,
because he was already going to retire, he said. And now I don't know if he's on IR yet, but I'm thinking they're going to, if they haven't already.
Hello, Dave. Dave is Tammy's husband.
Oh, I know. I met Dave here a few years ago.
Yeah,
I think.
And Shirley also said I'm an ex-Taj Mahal employee, too.
So oh, okay.
I might even have
recognized Shirley
if I see her.
Hey, Dave, how you doing? Yep, Dave does remember.
I'm not sure, Cheryl, but were you, doing grounds, I think, at the Taj Mahal, if I'm not mistaken?
Was she?
I think so.
Oh, okay. That was the job I wished I had. If I could have done the job outside of it.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you what, I did security inside, and yikes. Elm, I'm doing great. As you can probably see, I'm venturing in. I still work a full-time job, but I am really exploring this as well as broadcasting, basically stand-up comedy, and it's led into all kinds of things. So this podcast, this is like its fifth episode, and I'm having a great time doing it, having some fun. So we're doing how about them Colts?
That's from my son Ty here.
From Ty, yeah. What was it? Haven't got sacked the past three games and on a three-game winning streak.
That's it. Go Colts.
Yeah, that's a tough division.
Yeah, that's real
that's
tough.
A tough.
That's a
division.
Bruiser. Yeah.
Maintenance.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I supervised security and was – well, I didn't supervise. I was in security there. And let me tell you, Shirley, that was midnights too. That was tough. Most of the time it was midnights.
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't think there was a drunk that we missed. I'm telling you. So.
Yeah.
Thanks, Elam. I appreciate it. Josh Sui,
loving the Flyers, baby.
Josh is one of my producers at Quinn.
Okay.
He usually
Josh.
Ends up producing whatever I'm on, so it's pretty good. Okay. And cameraman and all that, and broadcasting future if he wants it. But
good.
He's also a musician and plays in the Millville High School band, and he's really good.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
really good.
Really good. And he's funny. He's a good kid. So, look, there. And here's another conversation between two other people, not
yeah,
us,
here it is.
On our Facebook page. Anytime we can bring folks together. Yeah, no, nobody's going to buy that from me. No,
oh, that's my cousin David.
And there's
Shavo,
Dave. David. Yeah. David Shavo.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
He's my fishing buddy. And
Tammy's going to talk to Jim.
Yeah, yeah.
This is awesome.
Yeah,
that's so good. Happy that we're
As they say, get a room.
It's a friggin' family reunion.
Yeah, it's
Christ
a family
there.
Reunion.
Yeah. Family reunion. Bill's family reunion. That's great. Yeah. Awesome. Actually, it's kind of cool. I'm glad you guys are all joining in. And you're kind of supporting Bill when you do this. So that's
yeah,
cool.
I appreciate
too.
That.
And if you're supporting Bill, you're supporting me.
But feel free to ask more questions. And
yeah, it
doesn't have to be
about
sports
football.
Related.
It doesn't have to be sports related. It could be about anything.
But just one more thing about sports.
Sure, Bill.
Do you see they moved the Chiefs and Rams game Monday night from Mexico to L.A.?
Let me explain something to you, Bill. This bothers. There's a couple reasons. First off. If you're Mexico, how do you not know? You're going to have an NFL game there, which is a big money producer for you, yet you let a concert on, and maybe the concert was a big money concert, mm-hmm. but then a soccer game right afterwards, and it destroyed the field. Now, here's my problem. How bad is that field if Mexicans, who are known as landscapers, can't fix the field? Right? How the hell can that happen? Hey, Buzz, how you doing? Mexicans, everybody picks on them for landscaping.
Yeah.
If they can't fix the field, how bad is that field? But they know how to do it.
They're A1 in my book in landscaping.
I mean, not just landscaping. That's some hard. That's a hard working culture, those folks. But let me tell you something. If they can't fix a field with grass... You can't fix that field. That ain't happening. That's done. And please, folks, please send your cards and letters to somebody else because I don't really care. It's my podcast, and what was the old story? That's my opinion. I could be wrong. I think it was Dennis Miller used to say that. And that's my opinion.
That's right.
I could be wrong. Okay, people are loving each other now. Buzz Polygon is the funniest dude on. Thanks,
oh.
Buzz. Buzz is with and helps. His kids are in a band called Kin Soul, and I'll tell you what, we had them on our show on Quinn on Zach's show,
mm-hmm.
and they were really good. They're a good group, and they're going to start playing around in Atlantic City and stuff. High school kids who musically are just unbelievable, Bill. I mean, and they got a girl that's a real good vocalist, lead singer. I'll tell you, they're really good. So. Buzz, if you get a chance, if you remember, maybe send a like or something to Billy Smith on Facebook, so Billy and Janine can check them out because they're I love you guys and it'd be cool to if they're in the area for us to go see them one day, get a whole bunch of us and go see them. What do you say about the Colts? I missed it because we were in a
bad area
from time. What do we say about the Colts? Basically, what you said.
Yeah,
we didn't get
division,
to expand on it much, but you're right, Ty. They looked pretty good the other night. Jacksonville.
Andrew Luck is really
he's starting
playing
to come
out.
Around.
Yeah.
Now he's starting to come around. There's another guy coming back from injury, missed a lot of time. It's going to take time for him to get back, and he doesn't have the weapons he had when he got hurt.
Right.
He's got what's he got? He'll.
That's about
really.
Yeah,
that's about
tight end. They got some tight end.
Well, but the one
dinky.
Doyle was
yeah.
hurt.
Yeah.
Now he's just coming back, and I do like Jack Doyle.
But
So, but they're in a tough division, and though they won three in a row, I mean, Houston's coming on. Texas is starting to come on. Same thing. Deshaun Watson was hurt for a while. Now he's starting to play
good. Starting to play good. Tennessee's all
Tennessee
a
looks
house,
good.
You know,
yeah.
team.
Oh, Tennessee looked good. The Titans. So, there's some tough teams out there, but, the Colts have a shot.
Yeah.
Plugging away. The key is, I think, if I
win
if
in
I,
the division game.
That's exactly where I was going to go. You've got to win in the division. If you can win in the division, you got a shot. That's why technically the Eagles still have a shot. You still got to play Washington.
Yeah, they
play
Washington
play
twice,
Dallas
and
again.
Washington's really banged up. I mean, that's my team too. And,
yeah, I know.
And
you love Washington.
Lead, but I'm not confident about a two-game lead with that offensive line banged up and no receivers.
That's true. Well, the only good part when they for you is when they play the Eagles, they're banged up too because the Eagles, Lane Johnson's out. Of course, we've talked about some of the other injuries as well. Hey, Felicia, my friend Felicia, she used to work for Stockton over at Seaview.
Okay.
Stockton ran Seaview.
Hello, Felicia. And Dennis also joined, too.
Oh, Dennis. Yo, my boy. Dennis. And Dennis, you probably saw we were on the show a couple weeks ago. Dennis is.
Yeah.
And we're gonna do a podcast again soon, pal. You need to get a hold of me. I want to find out if you, Jane, and I are going to do it together or what pretty soon. But we need to do that because we have a lot of fun, like Billy and I are kind of having here. Eric Ebron is going to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, tight end for the Colts.
Really?
That's tight.
Yeah. He's going. Yeah. Well, if somebody buys him a ticket, well, he's got enough money he can buy his own ticket. But yeah, that's like saying I'm going to the Pro Bowl.
Three touchdowns this week.
All right, so he's got three more than me. Big freaking deal. I don't care. All right.
If Mike asked a question.
Did Mike ask
about
a question?
Comedians? What's the best?
Who's the best comic? Well, you got to ask. Not as funny as I freaking thought. Dennis is right. Go Flyers, baby. They're playing tonight. See, I don't follow them like
they're playing tonight.
They are playing tonight.
Top three stand-up comedians since 1980.
Since 1980. Wow, Mike.
I think that's pretty easy, though.
Don't
you think?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's easy, top three.
Well, I think you got to go with the old time.
Well, see, me personally, right. I would go with Rickles. I would go with Dangerfield.
Pryor?
Probably Richard Pryor.
Yeah, probably Richard Pryor, yeah.
Since 1980, yeah. I think you're right. I think you got to go. Yeah, I think that's right. Pryor's the best one.
Yeah.
Oh, either Pryor or Carlin.
Yeah, George.
See, that might be a tie.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's,
that's a tie.
That's a tough one. That's a good question, Mike.
Mike, I making it three is top. Mike, I'm changing it to five, or at least four, because they're different types. I used to love Dangerfield, and I mean I know I'm going to Dangerfields, but I watched a documentary that's on Netflix. I think it is now about Rodney Dangerfield, and it was his. Oh no, it was on YouTube. It's the biography. And it's like an hour and a half long, and it went into everything about Rodney, and it makes you understand even more where some of his comedy came from. But, oh, man, he was just funny as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, and quitting it for a while because it wasn't working. And he got married and wanted to raise his family. And when things came back up, all that time they showed, all those years he was out of comedy, he still wrote jokes every day and wrote them down on paper and saved them. And they said when it was done, he had like boxes of them ready to go try them when he decided to get back into it. I mean, it's a really interesting story, but you got Rodney, Rickles. I mean, and some of those guys like Rickles, he couldn't do 50 to 75% of the material if he was starting out.
Right.
I mean, if he was still Rickles at the end, you knew he was Rickles.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if he tried to do some of that stuff, I mean, you can't do some of those things anymore.
Man,
you can't say
you
a lot of that stuff anymore.
Margie's got a question.
Margie's got a question.
To both.
Well, I wanted to say thanks to Felicia because she steered me, even though when I was starting some stuff out for comedy, she steered me on, and even though I probably use a different service, she at least gave me basic information on how to start a website. And not have it cost an arm and a leg. Like I thought for a while when I went to start a website, I was going to have to stand in front of ShopRite in a Girl Scout uniform and sell Thin Mints.
Oh, I like those Thin Mints.
I like Thin Mints, but I would have kept the peanut butters. I would only be selling Thin Mints. But I would have had, here's one for you, the old Bugs
two
one.
For me.
One, two, three for me. One for you, one, two, three for me. And as you can see, Bill, I've had one, two, three for me. What are you drinking? I would say I can't tell. All I can tell you is there is Coke in it.
Coke with a smile.
With a smile. would you rather, this is probably, well, it says to both of us.
Would you rather?
And I've done both, and so have you, Bill. Would you rather coach kids or adults And what is the funniest or odd story about coaching? Oh, I thought she was going to say about playing, because you have the story.
Oh, the playing.
I think you could, you know what, we could segue into it anyway.
Yeah. For me, it would be the kids, because you're teaching them from the get-go, and just their faces after the season, how far they progressed and everything, just makes it all worthwhile. And it's definitely the kids on my part.
Yeah. I think I agree. I coached Pee Wee football, the little guys. And, you know, I will say that the guys I coached with, this was in Buena way back when I was married. Sorry, I got to chill just thinking of the word.
That was the 1800s?
Yeah, 1800s.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
when,
what I thought.
Yeah, when you dated a girl more than 1.5 hours, you had to marry. What kind of bullshit is that? Now, if you date a girl 1.5 hours, you're getting a restraining order. She's getting your ass out, which I'm okay with, actually. I'm good with that. So, we were coaching little guys. And I will say, and this goes back to you coaching and coaching with kids and everything, people that do that actually take the time and learn what they're doing. And I've seen you study stuff for Little League and Babe Ruth and all that when your kids were playing. Mm-hmm. You've studied rules for soccer and things like that. To not just say, okay, kids, let's go boom, boom, but you guys are teaching them right. And I know we did that with football. Is, you know, we were teaching kids, don't lead with your head. Head up, use your shoulders, all right? Because you don't want these guys hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they're your kids,
right.
You know. So I always enjoyed coaching. I coached 1 year 13 to 16-year-old girls in softball, actually for like 3 years. And wow. Okay? All I can say is wow. And, of course, they're all adults today, and I haven't seen them in years, but a couple of them would put on the uniform and put on the lipstick and makeup and decide they didn't want to play because the boys were hanging around behind the band. We go, get in there. You're letting the whole team down.
I'm laughing what Dennis said here.
You know, the beast of hockey. Yeah, the last time you coached, they were cloth helmets. I think you're right.
I think, leather helmets.
Yeah, they didn't even wear the leather helmets.
No, it's not even.
And Danielle Abercrombie joined. Actually, her husband Brandon's going to be in our show Friday night.
Okay.
Leatherheads, Brandon.
Hello, Danielle.
Danielle's a big fan of ours. Thank you, Danielle.
My son, Ty.
Uh-oh.
I'm a beast at hockey.
He's a beast at hockey. And humble, too, apparently. Where to go, Ty? He's very modest. It's a, you know. So I would say, and I've coached, we coached the adult women together, but we've coached other teams and stuff too, together and separately and against each other. Oh, you do have, we both have a story about coaching each other against each
other. Yes, we do.
And you brought it up the other day.
It's funny. Well, John and I, when we first met, we played ball for ACC.
At the college. That's fine.
And we were teammates and everything, but.
And we were a pretty good team.
And we were a really good team. And then a couple years later, John ended up, what, you leave the college, and then you...
I was working at CU the first time. And McGettigan's, mm-hmm. which is still there, the 19th hole sponsored us. Hey, Kat, my sister-in-law Kathy is joined from Georgia.
Hello, Kathy.
So we're spreading all over here.
And Ashley, hello, Ashley.
Ashley's your friend, I believe, right?
Ashley Barrett.
Oh, I know Ashley Barrett. Never mind, I know Ashley. Hey, Ash, thanks for joining us. I know who Ashley is, actually. I know her through Quinn and everything.
Oh, okay.
She helped us out doing some camera work at an upcoming wrestling show. It's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
I love wrestling.
That's going to be entertainment. You guys are going to love this. I'm not going to give any more away, but you guys are going to love that when it comes out. It is. It's awesome. I was coaching McGettigan's. We had a team for the 19th hole.
Right.
And you were still coaching at ACC then.
Correct.
So we had, and we were pretty competitive teams. But you had a guy.
We had a guy on the team that thought he was all that and a bag of chips, but.
Wood chips.
But when John would pitch against us and this gentleman. I guess.
Yeah, you shouldn't say his name.
I shouldn't say gentleman. I'm not going to say his name.
No, don't say his name. Yeah,
no.
We can't. I don't
Let's just say
I got in his head a little bit.
Yeah. And
I don't know how many of you guys remember the movie Major League. But there were some great lines in the movie sometimes from guys supposedly on the field and stuff. And if you know anything about baseball, this guy thought he was a big time hitter, and he actually bragged before the game,
right.
For like a couple of days, going, "Oh,
I'm gonna
crush this guy." And it's not a big deal, folks. It's softball. It's like kind of a modified. There was no real big arc on it, but. You know, you weren't allowed to pitch it real fast.
Right, right.
So the key was location, how much arc. You know.
Right.
I mean, you weren't going to strike anybody out, but you could make it so it would be difficult for a guy to hit. And in his case, it was. He had like two or three different clutch situations where he's up there and he's chomping at the bit. Yeah. He thinks he can't wait. And I'm pitching. So if you know anything about pitching, folks, you know you're not very far from home plate.
Like 60 feet.
Yeah, not even.
Not even.
Not
I think
even.
It's
like 45 to
46.
50.
Yeah, I think,
it's
yeah.
Like 50 feet.
Yeah.
And he had guys on at one time with two outs.
Yeah, two
bases
outs.
Bases loaded big time and pop up right there. I'm like, I don't think he got all of that one.
Popped up to the pitcher's mound. Can you believe that?
Can you believe towering drive to the deep part of the pitcher's mound.
He ripped the cover off that ball.
He ripped the cover off of that ball. Oh, it must have been a sponge in the first place. And I'm talking trash the whole time, and you could just see him getting madder and madder. And he just overswung. But it was so funny because it was like three straight times he did that.
Yeah, because then I think he even grounded out.
He grounded out like a three-hopper to the mound.
Like,
I'm like, oh, there's a shot back to the mound. Well, it's not a shot. I'm still waiting for it. And I'm saying this while I'm fielding it. And you can see him getting mad. There's nothing he can do. Oh, here's a hot shot coming. One hop, two hop, three hop. I better pick it up and throw pretty soon. It might die in the grass before it gets to me. What a shot that is.
And then you just see him with his big melon head. Like,
oh. But Dennis is right. John and I, I'm reading it. John and I used to play some slow pitch softball in the winter. We did in Vineland. We froze. He's right. We froze the boys off. But we had a good time. And we played over one year in Bridgeton. And we were pretty competitive in that Bridgeton league. And we played in an independent league. Dennis and I and another friend of ours, Eddie Santiago. Eddie, I don't think Eddie's on. Eddie doesn't follow social media. And you know what? I respect the hell out of him for that. So, but yeah, Dennis was right. We froze for Crescitelli's Tavern. Remember that, Dennis? I don't know if you were with us the day we got the guy to write the checks for the shirts. Walked into Crescitelli's, and it shot in a beer joint, you know, and there's a bunch of older duffers around, and we're sitting around, and we would go in, six or seven of us, after practice on a Saturday, and I'm trying to get them to sponsor us. And, you know, it's fall independent league, stuff like that. And I go in, and the guy was on the fence, and the people were always looking at us and stuff, and they used to have a lunch buffet and stuff. So walked in, and one of the guys, I'm looking up, and this is how long ago this was, folks. Please don't judge my age. I'm looking up, and Billy Joel's video with Christy Brinkley in it, Uptown Girl, was on. Well, I still have a thing for Christy Brinkley. I mean, she's my age at 61, all right?
Yeah,
you can't accuse me
hot.
Of, I'm telling you what. I mean, she's like a good cigar. She's still smoking, okay? And I'm looking over, and I didn't mean to say it out loud, but I said, man, she is so hot, I would give her the best 30 seconds of my life. And next thing
wait a minute, you're giving yourself too much credit.
Well,
30
no,
seconds.
I was younger back then. You know? And, I was in my prime. That's why I went 30 seconds. I was well into double figures. Well into double figures.
Oh,
and next thing I know, all these old guys are buying us drinks. You supposedly had to pay for the buffet, like $5. It was just a sandwich that they put out every week. And they're like, oh, no, you guys, go ahead. Next thing I know, the owner comes out, big Harry Crescitelli, nice guy to us. Who's a mean guy? He was always nice to us. And, I mean, don't get me wrong. He was he wasn't a jokester, but he was always decent to us. Comes out, and he says, I see you for a minute. I go in the back, and he goes, how much you guys need? And wrote the check right there. Boom. Gave us shirts. Wrote the check for the fee. He was just, I just want to see if you guys would really cut loose and have a little fun in here. And he goes, you did. I was like, oh, you ain't got to worry about that. We're going to have some fun in here. But Dennis played for us, and we had a good time. Usually he played third base, I think. And he's a pretty good third baseman. And But you're right. We froze out there in the wintertime. That was the old days when you could take a 55-gallon metal drum and you know, put and stuff in it and have a little bonfire in it. With many a night we would sit out there with something else that would keep us warm and that little bonfire when you're not playing. When you're at bat, everybody's huddled around and think, what do we do now? We try to get warm and drink some. Dennis, I remember those days. One pitch, on Lincoln Avenue. And I can't remember
your drum.
See, Dennis, you're getting older too. Your memory's gone. Okay, you're probably right. I don't know if I ever had a prime, for instance, but always been a lot of fun, and Dennis and I always have some fun too, and we did too.
Welcome to anybody else that joined here.
I haven't scrolled down.
Feel free to ask some questions.
Yeah.
Who we got there?
My sister-in-law.
Zach rejoined.
Chas.
Hi, Chas. Chas is my niece.
Your niece joined. Hey, Zach, how's it going?
Here's
Ty, another one.
What's that one?
What's he got?
How about them Warriors losing to the Clippers? By the way, I'm upstairs.
By the way, I'm upstairs. Where is him in my new...
He can't stand the Warriors. But
I know.
But that's another team. That's another team you have to give credit. You know what I mean?
Same thing. Yeah.
But I think that's only their second loss.
Yeah. So, oh my God! Yeah, they're not going to make the playoffs now, Ty. Okay, and that's without Curry.
And so they'll
be fine, I'm sure. The other part was Durant fouled out. I saw.
Yeah,
which is rare. But he still had 30 some points, 1.7 million assists, whatever it was.
I gamble on this app called Draft, and it's where you have just like you pick all the players and whatnot.
Right.
And I lost by half a point last night. And guess who I had? Durant.
Durant.
So
right.
If he didn't foul out, I probably would have won. It's funny.
I'm sorry, Janine. Third loss, by the
way.
That changes everything. They're out of the playoffs now. Forget it. They got no shot. Go Lakers.
Oh, God.
Please,
no. His favorite player, believe it or not, is Alonzo Ball.
Alonzo Ball, really?
Alonzo.
Yeah, let's skip.
Ty.
I used to
find another sport to.
I had some respect for it, but I don't know what happened. Yeah, go back to street hockey, Ty.
Go back to street hockey.
Go back outside and practice in the driveway or something. Okay. We're in. It's the Public John. We're on Facebook Live. Some parts of this, or hopefully all of it, will be on Wildfire Radio within the next day or two. We did have a technical malfunction with the equipment that rebooted itself in the middle of the show, but we are up and running again. So as far as Wildfire Radio is concerned, we hope that's continuing to go. Margie and Dennis are talking now. Everybody's talking to each other, which is, that's really what Facebook was for.
That's what it is. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. Screw you, Master. We didn't mean to interrupt everybody else's conversation. There's JoJo. She goes, hi, brother.
Oh,
John.
My sister JoJo.
Hey, Joe. How you doing? Nice to see you. Last time I saw Joe, she decided that Bill Cosby wasn't the only one that abused pudding in Jell-O shots.
Yeah, she has some Jell-O shots. That's the Jell-O shot girl.
Yep,
that's
Jell-O shot girl.
Yeah.
Have a little
she ended up passing out on the hammock.
Yes, she was on the hammock when I was spreading. I was at the party.
Yeah, she didn't even know who was there at the party.
She has no idea. Party? What party? I woke up on a hammock.
I think she should be the new sponsor for Jell-O.
For Jell-O, yeah. She could have that night. If she had stock in it, it would have went up. Dennis Ingraldi giving us a scoring update. Flyers, Panthers, 0-0 in the first period. Yep. Thank you, Dennis, for that update with the Flyers game. That's right. All right.
Oh, speaking of that, remember?
The last time we both wore Flyers gear at the same time. No, you can start to tell the story.
No, go ahead. How long ago was that?
It was in the 90s, probably. Let's put it this way, folks. It was at the Spectrum in Philadelphia. I remember the Flyers were playing the Vancouver Canucks. And we were both in Flyers gear. And I don't want to tell you how old it was, but it was when The Wiz, because that was part of the joke, was actually still a big audio store.
Audio store, yep.
And Jell-O Shot Queen, JoJo. Yeah, she was, I'll tell you what. So we're at the Spectrum, pretty good seats.
Yeah, real good seats.
Real good seats. And we decide we're going to announce the game. from our seats. Right? So we're going to town. We're like, hey, he's coming up. There's a check into the boards. Oh, McGillney can't do it. And I can't even remember who was playing for the Flyers back then. Yeah. But the Flyers won, I think. But the fun part was every time, like, the play stopped for a minute, you knew it was going to commercial on TV or something, and they had the signs around the spectrum like Budweiser, the Whiz,
yeah, the Whiz.
And so I'd sit back and I would just say, that's right, folks, so while we take a quick break, enjoy a Budweiser. That's right, Budweiser, the king of beers. And remember, when you're done with that, head to the head and take yourself a Whiz. Yeah. That's right, the Whiz.
Nothing beats a good
Nothing
Whiz.
Beats the Whiz. And Billy Whiz, oh, that's right, John. Billy, perfect analyst, going, that's absolutely right. Nothing beats a Whiz. So, but we're doing the game, oh, what a hit that was, and saying something about, oh, his skate has to be surgically removed from him. Yeah, I mean, we're just doing all kinds of things. This lady, it was a husband, wife,
thanks,
probably
Joe,
about 10 or 11 year old kid. We are having fun, Joe. Thanks. And the Canucks are my second favorite hockey team.
Sorry to hear that, sir.
Sorry to hear that, sir. Yeah. Yeah, I know I don't fly. God bless America at the Spectrum. Yeah, you know what? Kate Smith, Dennis, you're right. And I know Melissa Hart does a nice job, and they do that nice hologram Melissa Hart mix, but nothing beat Kate Smith.
Oh, man.
Belting out at a big packed house. I still remember Gene Hart announcing 17,007 at the Spectrum.
Yeah.
And Kate Smith would come out and just belt out.
When she came out
a few times live and did it,
mm-hmm.
And she even said, I saw an interview with her once, she goes, I don't know anything about hockey, but these people embrace me so much. I can't, whenever I can, I'll come here and do it. And mm-hmm. I was like, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And she just, there was absolutely nothing could beat that. You did get chills just listening to Kate Smith do the anthem. We are Kate Smith. Yeah. Yep, good job. Yeah, she's awesome.
But getting back to our story, where the
go ahead. We'll talk about Tyler's favorite basketball player.
Yeah.
He's not up there.
Let's
get over.
Oh, that's right, Russell.
Russell Westbrook, phenomenal. Blah blah blah. And in the off season, steals cookies from Girl Scouts. Okay. I don't care about Russell Westbrook. I don't care about. I barely care about the NBA, to be honest.
I
do watch it, but I don't care.
But our story, we had a family that was
so pissed off at us. The wife was. Yeah, we came out here to enjoy the game. And I mean, she talked like an old woman. She was only about 35. Her kid was like 10 or 11. The husband, and they're all dressed in Flyer gear. So I felt kind of bad.
She turned around. She was like, can you guys shut up?
Yeah. Can you guys shut up? We're trying to enjoy the game. And everybody else in the section is
told
like,
her, turn around. They're doing
turn
a good
around,
job.
Lady. They're doing better than the announcers on TV. Shut up. We're having fun. This is bonus for us. And people start buying us beers.
Yeah, start buying us beers. Tell them to keep going.
So she complains to security, remember?
Yeah.
Security comes down, and all the people in the section are going, it's them that's causing the problem. These guys are great. Leave them alone, right? The security guy says, oh, lady, they're not causing any problems, and left. So they left like 5 minutes. Because I'm telling them, and so is Billy. Well, if you wanted to watch the game in silence, go home, hit the TV, and the mute button.
But as they were accident,
everybody. We didn't even start it. Other people in the section see him getting up, leaving. One guy says, "You leaving?" And she just looks, and he goes, and so we all joined in.
Goodbye.
Hit the mute button. I pity the poor guy because, you know, there must be a lot of other things that are
my time is dying.
What? Sorry,
can you fudge off, John? How about them Eagles losing to the stinky Cowboys?
Hey, we already talked about that. Way to stay up on current events, kid. You must be doing great in school. What grade are you in?
15-year-old kid telling you to fudge off.
What grade are you in?
That's my boy.
I would say he takes after you, except you're funny.
I'm funny.
You're funny. He's, you know.
But
we've been through some stuff, Bill, and it's been a lot of fun hanging around and getting back to some of it.
Ty, it's
Ty,
okay.
It's okay. Yeah, it's okay, Tyler. It'll be all right.
That's what it is. What they coddle them. You know what I'm saying? It's not okay. It's not okay. Stop coddling people. That's what's wrong with
you. Yeah, you don't. Bill's so excited. I think the mic's going out.
You're hurting me.
He's so fired up. That's when you know you're having two. I'm looking down on this thing's redder than red.
But that's a problem nowadays with the con.
Oh,
but
yeah, it's okay. Tyler, did you get a participation trophy? Good for you. Freaking participation trophy. Stupidest freaking thing. Oh, he came out and tried. So? Did he win? Well, they were 0-12. Oh. He shouldn't have even bothered. He didn't try hard, did he? If he did and the other 11 didn't, he didn't set a good example either. Participation trophy.
Oh, it's
stupid shit. Let's give everybody a trophy for coming out and putting on their uniform and get the hell out of here. Participation trophy. Nobody gets a trophy. Everybody should not get a trophy, folks.
No.
I guess I've kind of made that
especially,
clear.
Especially, you know, we, with the one girls team that I coached in softball, we end up winning.
Right.
And didn't get nothing. So I end up buying trophies for the girls. But yet now they get that participation thing. Oh, here's a participation. But I, you know, out of my own pocket.
Yeah, you know, I could revisit it and say maybe they should get something for coming out and trying. But you should have the difference. You know, if your girls team won, well, then they should get winners.
They should get winners.
They should get something. They should have a difference. I'm not 100% against getting something for trying because actually, let's face it, a team that does go 0-10 or 12, it takes a lot of heart to stay in it. So I guess I could
I can understand that. Yeah.
But it's just that you're right about the coddling, though. Sometimes we just go so far to say everybody is this when you got to go out there and learn sometimes the hard way. So. Hey, Dave. Dave's laughing out loud, probably at me, going. I was trying not to do that, Dave, but it didn't work. What was the other story?
Why are you sitting?
I don't know.
On them, they tried.
Why am I shitting on them?
Okay.
You left the H out. Which I would have
taken. Hey, here's your friend Joe.
Hey, Joe. How's it going? We've been having some fun. I'm actually calming down after a little bit of a rant. So.
We're starting to. Mike said winner's trophy better be nice, though. Well, it came out of my pocket, so I gave him what I can.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I think
Dennis coached for a lot of years, too. Yep. Played everyone during the season. That's right. But in the playoffs, the good kids.
Absolutely.
I agree with you. Because it helps the whole team, too. The whole team wins when you play that way. Mm-hmm. Everyone gets a trophy. You get Oprah. It's the Oprah Little League. You get a trophy. And you get a trophy.
The whole league gets a trophy.
That's good. Everybody gets a trophy. You're right, Dave. You get a trophy. Oh, God.
Hello to
right.
Kristen.
Kristen is...
Kristen looks like she's got a lot of names. Right?
She does. But she memorizes them, so that makes it better, too. So she knows that. But she's actually a producer for the Philly Comedy, or maybe the producer, runs the Philly Comedy Network.
Okay.
And I've played some shows, and she let me host one of them, which was a lot of fun. And I'm going to go up and do some stuff again. And she actually sent me some information on something else that I'm going to look into for the end of November. So thank you, Kristen, for joining in.
Yeah, thanks for joining in.
And Mike Fisk says it's 0-0 after the first period.
And my wife says scroll up. I guess we missed something.
Who did we forget? It's probably Tyler. I'm probably ignoring it. Remember, it is my show.
I think it was before the same thing with hockey. Oh.
The tournament in Massachusetts, we got nothing for. Okay,
this story here with that was we went up to Massachusetts for a hockey tournament and we came in second place.
Right.
And our prize was a Mylek hat.
A what?
A Mylek baseball cap.
Okay.
Which is given out by the sponsor. So it's like they could have gave you a tournament hat or something, but not just a
regular hat.
Regular Mylek hat.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hot.
You?
Like, what do you want? So what are you going to do with this?
Oh,
I'm like, come on,
these give us.
You
know, hat?
Yeah.
I could have bought this hat and saved the guys and the dolls, for Christ's sake. Oh, Jesus God. You know, you never know until you go into a thing, and you're thinking second place. You know,
yeah,
my kids really try.
Especially when you're paying, you know, like $600 to get in a tournament or something. You're getting out, you're coming out with a Mylek hat.
Yeah,
that was given out by the, you know,
by given out by the people
sponsor.
That make the hat, which
yeah.
means they're writing it off. Didn't even cost them.
Yeah.
Dennis, I always said I wished I could coach a game and no parents were involved. Man, you are dead on there.
Yeah, you got
the
that right,
Dennis.
The kids
would have a better time and the coaches too. And you know what? You know what was more fun for me, Dennis, and you probably realized it, and Billy too. Sometimes the parents dropped off, a lot of times, parents dropped the kids off at practice. I had more fun with those kids and watching those kids learn the game and doing a lot at practice because the parents weren't there very often.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you could teach some fundamentals, and sometimes you had enough kids, you could break them up into
I mean,
a scrimmage, and the kids played, and they had, and like you said, Dennis, they had a lot of fun, they had a better time because they didn't have the pressure. Sometimes, you know, your mom or dad are there as a kid, and you're putting pressure on yourself to try to do that too.
But then on the other hand, too, when you think of that, it was nice when they did drop them off. But then the other thing. Why don't you want to watch your kid? I know it's practice, but
I remember
it's every time. You drop them off and go whatever.
That's
doing.
True. It's almost like you're babysitting them.
But actually, I
as long as I was able to show them some baseball stuff, especially with the young girls,
mm-hmm.
the 13 to 16 year olds, a couple of the mothers stuck around, which was great because the way the deal was is I ran the baseball part. Because they asked me, wouldn't you help them? And I was like, they're like, these girls are terrible, and they never won a game in 2 years, and the little end, and it was like, they never won a game. And I was like, well, I'm sure there's it. But what it is they had no one teach them how to play baseball or softball at all.
Right.
And it's two moms who were trying to keep the girls together because they were all friends, but they flat out said, we don't. And then one of the moms dropped out completely. So it was just this one lady who knew less about baseball than this cup, but she kept the kids together.
But she kept them together. Yeah.
I said, so I'll tell you what, I'll do it under one condition. You handle the pictures, the fundraising, the sponsors, you handle all that off the, and the girls. If the girls come to you with a different problem that has nothing to do with baseball, I don't want anything to do with it. I don't want 13 to 16 year old boy problems, all right? I don't want the makeup problems. And you handle all that. I'll take care of all the baseball stuff. And we did that for over 3 years, and we won tournaments and
mm-hmm.
everything else, and the girls had a great time. We went to one Little League tournament. I felt bad for the other team because it ended up after three innings getting called because it was like 72 to 3, and I had girls hitting the wrong way and taking. I had one girl on an 0-2 count, and I gave her the take sign. I mean, I just
takes
out an 0-2. I mean, I felt bad for the girl. Finally, what the coaches and I did, I said, why don't we do this? Because after three innings, if it was so much, but the other girls, you could see they wanted to play. They're heartbroken. Now their season's over. So our girls and their girls, we got mixed together, and then we just picked the teams.
Mm-hmm.
And they left the lights on for us, and we got to play another three or four innings with mixed teams, and that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because now the pressure was off both sides, you know. But you could just feel bad because they were just starting out, and I'm like, we've been there.
Right.
Well, I don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, so you're right. It's rewarding, but it can be painful to watch kids do it.
Yeah, very much so.
But you're right, Dennis. A lot more
Dennis got
fun
a,
when the parents are
got a nice jab
John
on
used
you.
To run the 40-yard dash.
Dash in.
This ought to be good. It's like wait for it. Wait for it. The clock's still running on the 40-yard dash.
Running.
I get it, Dennis. I got my time. Used to run
for
the
30 years.
Dash
it's still running after 30 years.
It hasn't stopped yet. You know, with friends like you and Dennis, okay, I could apparently not run a 40-yard dash. Oh, there was another story we were going to tell about softball, and I forget what it was. You were going to...
Well, you know how...
Oh, you... He's like... You can't even understand a thing he says. It's almost like a cartoon character.
Yeah, it was like
that. It's like, there's a fly ball to left, and somebody would drop it. Like, we'll say that guy, same guy we were talking about with the pop-ups.
Yeah, pop.
He always thought he was a great player, and he'd get right to a ball, and then just... Boom, drop it. And Billy be like, How do you drop the ball? It's right there. Two hands. You can't catch the ball when it goes. Watching Bill react to stuff was funnier and more fun than the game. Right? But I will say, one time, Bill was the only guy that came to my aid. I turn around. We had a girl on our team. We won't say her name. Yeah. But she was playing second base, and the visitors were all on the first base side. They didn't have dugouts. It's rec softball. For some reason, and don't get me wrong, she could have instigated it because that was her.
That's how she
But
was,
she
yeah.
would do it within the spirit of the game. It wasn't like she called anybody personal. It was like, you can't hit or you can't, you know, just regular banter. These guys, and it was correctly, these guys all took it real serious and started calling it, and the guys over there did, every filthy name in the book. And I'm playing third base, and I could hear it, and they're like, you big. They're calling her every, real filthy, disgusting names. And you could hear it. You were in the outfield. Mm-hmm. You heard it. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, at some point, I'm like, hey, guys, can you just chill with this, please? And there were women and kids watching the game, some of the women playing. I'm like, yeah, hey, come on, the language. I mean, I'm no saint. You guys know I will say the F word. You know, I'll give you a dollar to let me say the F word. I love it. But you know what? There's a time and a place. And these guys were saying worse than that. So they just kept going and going and going. And finally, I'm looking at the umpire, and he's doing nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
I called Tom. This is where I should have died. Put my glove down on the base. I didn't even take my glove with me, remember?
Right.
I just slowly put my glove down on the base. Walked over to their dugout, or well, not dugout, but their bench area. Walked over and basically challenged the whole team. And I'm thinking the whole time, A, I'm right, which I was right. But B, my team's going to back me because of what they're saying to this girl. So I walk over to her and I go, you clowns, listen. And I said the same thing. I just said, there's women and children here. Plus, it's a game. She's not attacking anybody. All she's saying is, you can't hit. You can't hit. That's banter. That's what, if you guys don't know that, maybe you shouldn't be playing a game. You know what? If I got to come back over here, I'm going to start taking people out. And I'm like asking them, do we understand each other? Now, my whole time, I'm thinking I got 10 or 11 people behind me. Do we understand each other? They're all looking at me like I'm nuts. And I'm like, no, I want an answer. I'm not leaving here until I get an answer. Do we understand each other? The only guy even starting, but he's playing left field, is Billy.
Yeah, I came in like a bullpen pitcher.
Like he comes in like a bullpen pitcher starting to run in. He's in left field, and in all honesty, he's the smallest freaking person on the field for both sides. Only the kids. And a couple of them were almost as big as him. And I'm looking, and I go, great. But I didn't look. I didn't know. So I'm figuring, and I turn around. I said, do we understand each other? And I'm all mad and everything, and they're like, they weren't answering. Answering. I think they were in shock, but I didn't know. Yeah. I thought I got people behind me, so they're probably going, this guy's really nuts. He's got nobody with him, and he's going to try and beat up 13 people. And finally, they went, one guy, you're right. We're sorry. We're sorry. Okay. And I turn around thinking, okay, guys, let's go back and play ball. I turn around. Nobody's there. Nobody. My whole team is kind of just watching me, except Billy had started running in from left field, and by now he's in shortstop. And I'm like, are you even the girl didn't move.
Yeah.
And she was close. And she just stood there. And she goes, it's all right, Harris. And I went, what do you mean it's all right? She goes, and she was glad I did it. She goes, it's all right. I got your back. I said, from over there? Right? So then I go back.
But it was great, though, because you even turned to the umpire. Do you understand that? Like, are you going to do something?
Yeah, well, I told him. You know what I told him? I'm walking back over to get my glove. And I stopped, turned around, and went back to him. And I said, all right, here's the deal. Did you get paid for being here tonight? And he looks at me, and he doesn't say anything, so he's probably just as scared. I said, no, seriously, let me ask you a question. Did you get paid for being here tonight? And he goes, yeah. All right, well, then you should give me your money. Next time, don't make me do your job. You should have stopped that. And I walked back over, got my glove, and looked at the umpire, which was really something he should have said, and I said, all right, let's play ball. We start playing ball.
Like that one.
Oh, man. And Billy could tell you, it was all true. And I was sitting there. But then I went, hey, oh, Elizabeth DeWoody works with us at Quinn. She's cool. She's a pretty cool girl.
After the game, you shake hands and everything. The one guy came after me with a baseball bat.
Yeah,
we called him Batman.
After you. Yeah, we called him Batman.
Yeah, we called him Batman.
He came after you with a baseball bat. And all you did was run halfway in from left field. I was the guy that tried to attack 13 people with nothing. Not even my glove. There's something wrong. But I think that's what they figured. There's something wrong with this guy. Let's just go after this one. The little guy. let's go after the little guy and take a weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were brave. Putzes. So. Oh, man. But that, there's just too many sports stories. Elizabeth DeWoody is the bomb. Let me tell you, she's cool.
Oh, Tyler joined us. Tyler. Sylvia?
Yes.
Sylvia?
I don't know off the top of my head, but it may be. Mikey's still
there. Yeah, you got my back from over there.
From over there. Yeah, you like that. Well, yeah. Well, she was like, yeah. I was like, from over. I got you. You got my back from where? Over there?
Speaking of some other confrontations, John and I we were in a bowling league together. And we had this one guy that was on our team. And
now, why did we bowl, Bill? Seriously. Bowling, folks. I mean, yeah. When you
that's
bowl,
because
even in
we,
league,
that's because
bowl.
We retired from softball. I mean, we were getting up in age, and we end up, you
it's
know,
true. We were retired from real athletics. We just wanted to wear something where we could still wear matching shirts and bond with men. It's the only thing I could think of. Oh God!
But tell
yeah,
them
but we went
the,
to really kind of relax with a
yeah,
couple of
yeah,
buddies,
a couple of buddies, and
couple
you know,
buddies.
It was Wednesday nights, and just
yep,
you know, just to hang out and enjoy yourselves. God. And we couldn't even do that.
We couldn't even do that, and it wasn't even. It was a guy on our team,
and it was like full contact bowling.
Yeah, it was. You needed
I thought we
Kevlar
needed to bring
pads.
I thought we had to bring in a steel cage for a WWE match or something.
Oh, like, I tell you, I mean, and it was, and the worst part is it wasn't. It was one guy on our team.
It was so uptight,
and then he made the rest of the team miserable. But he always went, no matter who we played too. It wasn't like there was one or two guys he didn't like.
Right.
Every week there was somebody somewhere he didn't like on either the team or the team bowling next to us that we weren't even playing.
Right.
Can you, if he could come over any frickin' right. farther, you step on me when I'm bowling.
It came down to bowling etiquette, and that's what ticked him off.
Yeah.
And like,
don't get me wrong,
he's up here ready to bowl, and
somebody
just comes up next to him and is like.
And he
would throw the ball down and start blah, 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 blah.
The worst nights were always if we were bowling up, we'll say, the last lane, and then the next lane over wasn't in a league. They were amateurs, and they did that all the time, like the whole night. Oh, he would just freak. And he would know, like from the beginning, oh, it's the last lane? Oh, we're going to have animals next to us all night. And, of course, it was every F word. They fuck. And it was like, oh, man. And at the end of the night, okay, see you guys next week. It was that was the Tasmanian devil. Okay, see you next week. Oh, that was a lot of fun. And if we won, it was like, yeah, see you next week. Oh, what a good night we had. I had a shit night. Yeah, we won 4 games, but I came out for some fun.
Yeah,
name something you wanted to do on Wednesday nights. You said bowl with a nut job. Survey said.
But we had some fun though. We would make some fun of.
We would make fun of him for a while.
Well, not just him, but other people. There was one guy that looked like Bob the Builder, so we would say, "Oh, there's Bob the Builder," and
we did it to them. So it wasn't like we went behind anybody's back or anything. Oh, man. Oh, Margie and Dennis apparently are bonding.
Oh, hey. Hello, guys.
Hey, they're bonding.
Jim
Grosso. Big Jim,
hello,
the producer
Jim.
From Wildfire Radio. I got to get in touch with you, buddy. About 10 minutes in, this thing rebooted itself on its own. But we plugged away, and then when it came back up running. So I don't know what's going to happen, whether it's going to show two things downloaded or one, but... we'll talk about it later, but everybody on here knew about it. So, but we're okay. Dennis, I had your back until you said you want to bond with men. Now you're on your own. Yeah, you're right. I don't blame you. I would be too. What was that? Mike, you're right. That's what I got your back. Yeah, way over there. I needed a megaphone to tell her. Yeah, thanks for having my back. We really want to thank you guys who've been listening and watching to us, watching us and listening to us. WildfireRadio.com, which will be on probably tomorrow, and here, FacebookLive.com. Had a lot of fun with my friend Billy here. Dennis and Margie are apparently bonding. That's
what was
awesome.
The Margie said something up top.
Well, she said, oh, did she? She said, I don't know. Something about a public. I have a question. Have you ever people watched at the mall? Oh, she knows I have.
Yeah,
that's why.
That's
a setup question. You and Janine have been the best straight people all night long. Let me play straight man for this guy. Oh, God, yeah. All the time, Janine. I swear.
Go up a little bit more.
I went one of the best dates I ever had was with this really nice girl, and
I'm seeing a pattern. Bill and John getting in confrontations.
Yeah, maybe a little pattern. Yeah, is she saying maybe it's us, Bill?
The common denominator, I guess. Nah.
You went overtime. Who went overtime?
Because
we said about an hour. Yeah, but it's like about.
That's okay.
An hour.
Plus, are we going to stay on Facebook Live?
We can stay on Facebook Live for a little bit longer. Well, I'm going to take this. For another 3 or 4 minutes on wildfire, because we lost a couple minutes.
And then
we can stay on Facebook Live for a little bit if you want, buddy. No, I don't have a problem if these folks want to stay with us. So we're going to continue to do that here on Facebook Live. You're listening to The Public John on wildfireradio.com, iTunes, YouTube. You'll see the video of this thing, and of course right now on Facebook Live, and it's going to be on facebook.com/The Public John. And if anybody out there wants to sponsor The Public John,
yeah, why not?
Hey, why not? You can reach me on that page and private message me as well on The Public John or on my Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, which is, of course, facebook.com, John Harris, or John Harris Comedy, or whatever. Holy moly, I'm doing a lot of crap, yeah. I'll put in a plug, though. This Friday, I do have I'm calling it the Charcoal Gray Friday Night Fun, because it's not quite Black Friday.
Okay.
It's close. It's
okay.
A couple
charcoal
weeks
gray.
Away.
I like that.
Charcoal Gray. We're almost there, but not quite. At Leatherhead Comedy Club in Egg Harbor City, Rudy Real, and I think you've seen Rudy.
Yeah, I like Rudy.
Rudy Real, he's a balloonist, a magician, a comedian. He's going to headline. It's going to be a great time. A friend of mine, Jeanette J.P. Lumley, who runs Bravo Performance Academy, I believe it's called. I know it's Bravo Performance. I think it's Academy or School, and I apologize.
We'll get back to that.
But, well, yeah, we will. She's going to host Friday night, and she has performed as well before. I've seen her act and everything. And the next podcast is going to be at the Academy in Egg Harbor City on Sunday. So we're going to be on location again on Sunday with Jeanette and her folks, with J.P. Lumley at the Bravo Performance Academy. Mike's with us.
Janine, you want to talk about
the people watching. Yes, I'm trying to get back here, but I'm also trying to get self-promoting plugs in because it's all about me. How much is the sponsorship? 50 cent? Dennis, from you, if it's 50 cents,
50
I'll take
cent
it.
A day, I'll take that.
I'll take 50 cent. Yeah, 50 cent,
cent
a day.
Hey,
boy. 50 cent. Yeah. Hey, I'll take anybody's money. I don't care any amount. I'm not prideful. Bravo Studio, there it is, Performance Bravo Studio. Bravo Performance Studio, I think it is. I have it, and I apologize, Jeanette, if you're listening. But it is Bravo Performance. I do know that part. So if you look that up, you'll find everything else. You can Google it. They have a Facebook page. She teaches children of all ages about performing, about singing, about voice talents, things like that. And any type of art as well, painting, sculpting, things like that. So it's kind of a free thing for you to work on art and stuff, any kind of art. So it's a great thing that she's doing. Yes. Okay. We will. It depends on Dennis. I don't know if you've seen one of the shows when I did for Quinn. It was a lady named Jane Janerone, and we have a great time as well. Her, Dennis, and I think, are going to do a podcast soon and discuss current issues and things like that.
Right, yeah.
So that'll be kind of like you and me. It's going to be out of control. So I'll keep you guys updated. And, yeah, we'll need to set that up, Dennis, because I think that's going to be a great time. It might even be at the point where I sit back and let you guys we know I can't do that. So I would be my intention, but that would last about 12 seconds. So, people watching, one of the best dates I ever had was with this girl, and we said right up front, We don't want to go to the movies. We don't want to go to dinner. We don't do anything. We just want to people watch. And we ended up doing it a couple of times. Once was at the mall in Hamilton Mall years ago. Mm-hmm. We just sat there, went and got a soda and sat there like in the middle and just watched people on Black Friday. That's funny. Watching them yell at each other. It's just amazing. And then Ocean City. And it's fun. I don't know. Make fun of people.
Yeah, well,
yeah, I do. But I do that. But we did. I mean, you just look, because not at people themselves, but some of the stupid things they do.
When that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's stupid, what I'm saying. Stupid.
Just
or maybe
silly,
some of the stuff that
think.
They weird. You know,
yeah.
Sometimes
you left the house in that. In because that, I did the same thing. Like, so yeah, sometimes it's one of those kinds of things. But you're right. Hey. Steve, I could never say Steve's name. Steve was an umpire with, and I think he stepped back from it. And if I remember right, Steve, you're a veteran. If I'm wrong, please tell me. But if you are, they say you're not supposed to say now thank you for your service. But I still want to say thank you. And thank you to all the veterans.
Absolutely.
That were out there this week. That are out there. Earlier in the week was Veterans Day. The only thing I will say is I don't think we should just save those greetings for Veterans Day.
Oh, no, it should be greeted. That should be greeted every day. Absolutely.
Thank you. You should respect all our veterans every day.
You know, when people take life for granted and they don't realize what we have because of the veterans.
Right. That's right. And I had a veteran once tell me, he said, how did he phrase it? He says, I only did kitchen work, I only worked in the motor pool. And I was like, did you work in the motor pool overseas? Well, yeah, I was in Germany. Did you leave your family? Did you have to stay away for a certain amount of time and stay in the service? Well, don't get me wrong. Yes, there's levels of what you did. But if you still sacrificed being away from your family and being time, to me, you're still a veteran that earns my respect. Don't get me wrong, we are heroes.
Sure.
But if you stayed away from your family, I don't care if you were in
a
motor pool,
yeah.
What was the old thing with KP or whatever, if you were on a naval ship, you served your time and you served it for us. So thank you to all the veterans out there, whether combat or not. Of course, obviously a special thank you to all combat veterans. Yes, I thought so, Steve. You were in the U.S. Navy. Well, I don't care what anybody says. I'm thanking you. Screw that.
Yep.
They say don't say the phrase "thank you for your service." Okay, I'm just going to say thanks. Period. Thanks for doing that for us, because it maybe not be your service. I say thank you for your sacrifice, and thank to all veterans for their sacrifice, whether it's time or whether it's far worse or far more. Thank you very much. Yep. If not for veterans, we might not be speaking English right now. You know what? We might be speaking German.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And my accent in German is not as good as others would think. You know, and we'd be seeing nothing and saying nothing, and we would be eating strudel. You know, which actually I like strudel. Wait a minute. Strudel and bratwurst. I'm starting to get hungry now. But but we would be speaking some German probably, or some Japanese. No, it would be German, because they would have just taken over Japan eventually. But yes. You're right, Janine. We probably wouldn't be speaking English right now. So thank you to everybody that's served for us. And forgive my segue of getting out of that into something that has absolutely nothing to do with sacrifice. I forget we were going to talk about something else you brought up, and I forget what it was now, so I guess I'm not going
to... See, once again, it goes back to us old guys.
Five,
I can't remember
four,
anything.
We don't remember talking up.
We don't know what we ate yesterday.
I don't know what I ate yesterday.
It's
it's obviously I ate something. God, it's not Hogan's Heroes, but I know nothing and see nothing. Le beurre made the strudel. What, chicken and broccoli have what?
Oh, dinner's ready.
You're getting a little dinner, buddy.
Yeah, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding,
ding,
ding. She's saying dinner time's
ready.
Winner,
chicken dinner.
Winner, winner, chicken and broccoli dinner for you, buddy. That's what she's saying. That's what they were saying earlier, is you went too far.
A couple other people.
And, Mikey Bailey joined. Mikey's a friend of mine from, are you in Ventnor still, Mikey, I think? Tammy Lynn is back. Damn. I should have come. Oh, she's talking about She's talking
and drinking schnapps. Oh, yeah, yeah. You got
like
schnapps.
Right, Steve.
I like that schnapps.
That's right. Steve's right. Yeah. We'd be drinking schnapps. And bratwurst and sauerkraut and strudel. Yeah. And oh, man, we'd be in trouble. Don't get me wrong. The schnapps sounds pretty good right about
now.
Yeah,
that
too,
sounds good,
it?
Too. Too bad I got to go to work.
Too bad you got to go to work. But I might be taking a quick drive to the liquor store, if you know what I'm saying, and I think you did. Yeah, you're right, Steve. We would be in some serious trouble. And I don't care what anybody says.
Ah, Panthers just scored.
Panthers scored. Ah,
I just looked and my phone said 0-0 still, but I guess
well, Dennis is watching
Dennis.
It, so thanks, Dennis, for the update.
The Bavarian pretzel.
Suddenly, well, I still didn't want to speak German. I still didn't want to be wearing a silly uniform, and I'd be in trouble because I'm not blonde and blue-eyed Aryan, so... Yeah. So, which always shocked me how Hitler, who was not blonde and blue-eyed, said that was the perfect race. That should have tipped people off right there that maybe this guy's a little out of control. So, Pearl Harbor Day coming up in a few weeks. Please, there's another day that where we should remember our military as well as our citizens, and some of that I think. Over time gets forgotten how many people we lost that day too, which was a tragic day.
Man, they're making us hungry all year.
I know, all these people, German chocolate cake.
Yeah.
Lederhosen. Okay, not in the food category, but the right person wearing Lederhosen, I'm okay with that. Yeah, the right person, yeah. Well, Christy Brinkley, back again.
Yeah.
She could probably pull off the Lederhosen thing. So thanks, Dennis, for the sports update. It's 1-0. Dennis and Grotty reports in from Philadelphia.
Told you, they need
Panthers
to go
won.
Play out west. Maybe
Flyers
up. Maybe they want to move out west.
Move out west. Home games in Anaheim or something. That'd be good. The Philadelphia Flyers of Anaheim. Oh, my God. Oh, I can't remember what we were going to talk about. So I guess it's going to have to wait till the next time.
Yeah, the next
though.
One we didn't get into was karaoke. We'll get into that the next time.
Oh, jeez, you
but
did karaoke.
That would be another show.
We didn't
itself.
Even really talk about
and we got
NFL
some
like
a lot of good stories in the karaoke. I used to host karaoke for many years.
Yep, you did down in technically I guess it's Pleasantville or
West
Atlantic City.
It was
the press box.
The press box at first, and then it went, changed over to Jack's Place, and then Pistol Pete's was
that's right. It was
really, really big, and we'll get into that.
Well, we can get into that on another time, because I'm going to have my friend Billy back. Thanks, brother, for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure,
coming
buddy.
Down or
my
whatever
pleasure.
It is. Welcome to the new home studio. Now, obviously, I'm not going to be here that often. I'm going to continue to go places.
Right.
But every so often, we'll run a show here out of the home studio. You can see the banner backwards as it is, but but it is pretty
this
cool.
This guy right here.
This guy right there.
Makes it all happen. Right
makes
there.
It all happen, that guy right there. I was going to leave it up. But I don't think I can stand myself staring at me. Just looking in there, seeing her looking back at me. I mean,
who needs a mirror when you have that?
When I got that. Oh, man. I mean, holy cow. My whole face looks like Jay Leno's chin. You know, I look at it. I look like Jay Leno with glasses.
My wife says, don't forget someplace else.
Yeah.
That's a bar restaurant that I used to have.
Oh, that's right.
Seeking.
Don't forget that. So there's plenty of stories that we got to
write
down some stuff. Margie Homan loves karaoke. I would imagine you do. Oh, my goodness. No, Janine's remembering the karaoke.
See,
there are some stories.
That will be a whole show.
That'll be a whole show
of
itself,
itself,
probably. But we'll have to make sure we write that down. Karaoke, this, and we'll write an agenda. And
well, you know
then we won't stick to it.
They don't realize how much time goes by so fast when you're just talking, and it's like we wanted to get into some more, and
we had some stuff.
And
but
we, you know,
well, part of that is because our folks joined in, and that's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I want everybody to interact. I want people to say things and have a lot of fun, which is why we can have some more shows actually, and have you on again because it's a lot of fun, brother. Elizabeth Battellini, a friend of mine, joined in. Thanks, Liz.
Hey, Liz.
Liz was a dispatcher in Buena for a long time. When I was in the police department there, and even afterwards, obviously, and a real nice lady. So thank you, Liz, for joining. Unfortunately, we're probably going to sign off in a couple of minutes here because we've been on since Elvis was still alive singing, I think. So it's been over an hour, but I wanted to make up a little time because we did have a glitch, a problem. on the radio end. I think we're okay, and I think fun times we did. We all have fun times, and it's a good place to share those times. So some of you folks that have responded shared them, like Margie's been at a few things. Liz has probably known about some things. Of course, Janine with Billy and I. So some of us have had some great times together. And you guys have had great times. And you can relate, hopefully, to some of the things that we're saying. I remember Mikey and Stevie when they were younger playing hockey and playing ball and stuff like that. And, of course, Ty now. Soccer player and Nicole with her.
Yeah, well, speaking of, Friday night, I was going to come out to your show Friday night, but
right.
He's got a, hockey game at 8:30, so.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to
come out. Use the kid as an excuse right away.
I thought about it. I'm like, oh, good. Maybe I'll pull off the night out. Now it's like an 8:30 game. Couldn't even be a 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock game.
No.
8:30 game.
Well, Tyler needs to, he's so good that he should be able to tell them folks, look, no. You want me to play and draw a crowd, you're going to play on my schedule.
Yeah.
That's going to work.
Don't
touch my food.
Oh, that was a karaoke thing where a stranger tried taking her food.
Oh, that didn't work.
And Janine was hot.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's a move you don't
make.
We'll definitely revisit that.
Yeah, we'll touch that up on
Well, we had one, too, where I did a song one time that drunk guy was there, and he was talking about, that wasn't an appropriate song. And I said, well, you're not even appropriate to leave the house. So, but we can go into all those things and some of the fun we had with those things and different parties and things we went to. But like I said, I want to thank my friend Billy.
We've been friends for
a long time. Thank you for doing this. Guys, we're going to get ready to get out of here, even on Facebook Live, because we've been on a long time. But it does go fast.
Yeah.
It really does. You're surprised at first. You're like, an hour? What am I going to talk about for an hour?
And then
all of a sudden you realize it's John. He'll talk your ass off. So, but we want to thank you guys for tuning in on Facebook Live and on wildfireradio.com. You've been watching and listening to Public John. Please keep doing that. Dennis, I'm going to answer your question about that since you put it out there with the 50 cent thing. I'm going to get back to you and answer your question about sponsorship, man.
Yeah.
That's right. He said, how much is a sponsorship?
He said 50 cent. I didn't say when, but it was a day. And then that's pretty good.
It's $15 a month.
Yeah.
I could take that. $15 a month helps. So somebody got to pay for this gig. So far, it's me.
There you go.
So we're going to do that. But I want to thank everybody that's joined in. Some of the folks from Quinn Broadcasting joined in earlier, and thank you guys. Later, Gators, go Flyers. Absolutely, Dennis. Let's go to the orange and black. Appreciate it. Guys, thank you very much. Sunday, remember, about 1 o'clock we're going to be on with Bravo Performance Studio out of Egg Harbor City. That's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be some talented people, and you're going to get to hear and see them, and that'll be great. And we're going to keep plugging away at this, so let others know that we're out here. It's facebook.com/thepublicjohn, all one word. Also on the other pages that you'll see, the John Harris Facebook page and other ones as well. Thanks to my friend Billy Smith. Thanks to all you who've joined in tonight. And remember, you'll get to hear this again if you want to and see it again. And if not, I'm still putting it out there. So that's it. Thanks, folks. Have a great night. Thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Jim just joined.
Jim Quinn just joined. Oh, jeez. Well, actually, I'm probably still on. I think I am. Jim, we're about ready to wrap it up, but yep.
Come get dinner. Yeah, dinner time. Watch the third period of the Flyers.
Go watch the rest of the Flyers game. Thanks, Jim, for joining in, and thanks to all the folks that did join in tonight. And we're going to be back, like I said, Sunday at 1, which is an early time for the podcast, but... it's a very special one. So thanks for joining us, everybody. And we're still on. And somebody's probably